Good morning.
Good morning.
Anything look different this morning?
Yeah.
All right. Things look a little different this morning. And we're very blessed this week. It's Vacation Bible School, so we are looking forward to that. Right, Robin?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. I just want to welcome you all to church today and remind you about your Connect cards found in your bulletins. If you'd pull that out and fill that out and register your attendance with us today. We would appreciate that, and these messages for us in the office would be greatly appreciated if you turn in your Connect card when the offering comes around this morning. Just a reminder that we are starting Vacation Bible School, obviously, by what's happening here behind me today, but we're just grateful for all the volunteers and the people that have come out to help set this up, and the folks are going to have a dedication to those folks here in a few minutes. And just to thank them for all the hard work that's gone in up to this point, plus for the week coming up. We would have a joy-filled week and enjoy the young people of our community and our neighborhood that comes to Vacation Bible School. Just a reminder, we are going to a baseball game on July 26th, Faith and Family Night at the Roger Dean Stadium. There are a few tickets left, so if you're interested in that, we'll meet here at the church and carpool up there for those of you that need a ride. So, don't let that be a hindrance to you, but just contact Carolyn in the office and let her know if you're interested in the ball game on the 26th of July. Well, welcome to church today. It seems a little hectic here for some reason, but we will be fine, and we will just worship and praise the Lord today. So let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Spirit, as the divine presence in our lives, whereby we
Number 98, To God Be the Glory.
Staying up past my bedtime, probably, but we are grateful for their dedication as well. As you came through under the header there, you saw the scripture for this week. It's Acts 17, starting in verse 28. Hear these words. In God we live, move, and exist. These persons are dedicating themselves to leading our children to experience a living, active God. During each session, these leaders will encourage children to use their minds and bodies to share God's love with those around them. Children can participate in the active life of God by following the examples of Jesus. To our leaders, on behalf of our congregation, I want to thank you for the vital role you are playing in ministry to the children of our church and community. We give thanks that God has given you such talent and the desire to share your gifts with others. Thank you all very much. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray a blessing today on all of these servants that have so graciously given of their time and talents to the children of our congregation and our community. Father, I just ask a blessing of health and stamina and perpetual joy throughout this coming week. Father, be with us. Keep us strong in our faith and in our spirit. Father, I pray a blessing upon each one of these individuals here today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If the kids would like to come forward, Devin and Kat, sit with us here. We've got a special presentation here this morning. Hear that?
Hello, everyone. I'm Coach Bill, and I am getting revved up about VBS. I'm here to invite all of you to join me as we visit the G-Force Adventure Park, starting tomorrow, Monday, July 13th at 5:30 p.m.
Hey, Coach, are you talking about VBS?
Hey, it's my fast friend, Checkers the Cheetah. Everyone say hi, Checkers.
Hi, Checkers.
Yes, Checkers, I'm talking about VBS.
Hey, Coach, have you told them how I got my name?
Not yet. We'll do that right now. Checkers, you see, got its name because its animal friends say it looks like a checkerboard.
Coach, now that everyone knows my name, what will we call our friends that come to G-Force Adventure Park?
Our friends will be called navigators because navigators like adventures, and we'll be having a lot of adventures in G-Force.
What kind of adventures will the navigators have at G-Force?
I'm glad you asked. We will be having exciting adventures such as wonderful Bible stories, great music, cool crafts, exciting science, fun games, and more. We'll also meet people from the Bible who use their actions to do something amazing for God.
Wow.
So why don't you plan to join us at our adventure park, G-Force? VBS runs through tomorrow, Monday, through Friday, July 17th, from 5:30 to 8:30 each night. Oh, and don't forget about our mission project and Family Fun Day next Saturday now, from 10 to 1, right outside here. Registration is going on now.
Well, gotta catch you later, Coach. Gotta get ready for G-Force. See ya.
See ya.
Okay, if you guys want to go to Sunday school, Maria, you can take Devin over for Sunday school. Well, Coach Bill, I think we're going to have a great time this week, and we're going to have to get more familiar with this cheetah thing back here, but it's going to be a great time this week, as you can see. I don't know about the kids, but the adults are quite excited to be spending this time. Every year, this is one of my favorite times of the year when we get to have kids here on our property, and just to see the fun that they have and live vicariously through them, as we say. So it's great to have them with us. It is the time in our service now when we go before the Lord in prayer. As usual this week, we have many folks needing the prayers that we can give them to the healing God that we all are so faithful and believe in the healing presence of Jesus in each one of our lives. Lift these people up. You'll see their names. Some of them listed in your bulletins. Take them with you as well as these ones mentioned here. Peter Alfieri went into the hospital at the end of last week with some rather serious blood issues or something. They really haven't determined fully what that is, but he did come home on Tuesday. But just continue to lift Peter Alfieri, Pastor Peter, up in your prayers this week. Richard Fearman as well. He is continuing to maintain. I don't know much more to say of any, right? He's had a pretty good week, according to David. So Richard is hanging in there as well. Mary Ann Davis, Luann and Frank, her daughter and son-in-law, have moved into her house with her now. Yesterday was a transition period of moving in, so keep that situation in your prayers that they can blend their families and live together without any stress. Some folks brought forward this morning, Jasmine Jarvis. We're just praying for personal issues with her, and we will continue to lift her up this week as she's struggling with some personal issues as well. Irene Liney has a stomach problem. That's Suzanne's mother in the back. Phyllis Harrington as well is not doing too well. These are prayers. So lift Phyllis up if you would. We have a praise from Max. Mr. Max drove to our men's breakfast yesterday.
Yeah. And
I have trepidation in saying that, Max, because when I saw him there with his truck in the parking lot, I said, "You've been a bad boy." And he says he's probably going to wait a while before he drives again. But what a miracle, Max. Just how long ago was it you were nearly completely blind? So the fact that he could even drive and is functioning as well as he is, Max, was a blessing. Praise the name. Darren is lifting up a friend of his, Leora. She's in hospice care, so just keep Leora and her family in your prayer as she struggles with her health. Bethany Perez and Gregory and Seth Hagen, Kathy Chandler's children, just continue to lift them up in your prayers. Tony Crispino this week has a doctor's appointment. We're just praying for good test results on his lungs as well. He is stabilized. Andy is asking for blessings and praises for a new job that he's seeking. I don't know if he's had some interviews this week. And just they need some blessings on their financial situation as well. So, Andy, we're lifting you and Karen up as you're seeking jobs and starting new jobs this week. So, blessings to you. Yes.
I think we all need to congratulate Dorothy. Tomorrow she will be 94 years old.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes. I should have remembered that because she shared her birthday with my father on July 13th. So happy birthday, Dorothy.
Thank
what a blessing you are to all of us. That is an awesome praise. 94 years old. Wow. Great, great.
Thank you.
I know there's many things on your heart this morning. Now is your opportunity to bring them to the cross and to lift them before our Lord and Savior for our healing, for intervention in our lives. So would you bow your heads and pray with me, please? Loving God, we are so grateful for an opportunity to come together on a Sunday morning and not only celebrate what will happen here for the next week with children on our campus, and our congregation and friends reaching out to them. Father, as the message today speaks of our inheritance, by doing Vacation Bible School here at Lakeside, we are investing, helping these children invest in their inheritance. Not an earthly inheritance, but a heavenly inheritance. So Father, I just pray a blessing upon each one of us this week that we continue to lift Vacation Bible School up in prayer. If we're not able to help, at least we can pray. Father, I pray this week that we would feel the overwhelming sense of the Holy Spirit being here among us. Father God, you've heard all the names lifted up before you today. Some in need of healing. Some in need of emotional and spiritual support. those needing a guiding light in their life. Father, I pray to you this morning that we would take a moment in our busy lives to lift up those we love and cherish. I pray that this week we could remember each one of these names, and throughout our busy lives we could lift them up. Father, we are thankful and grateful and blessed by your loving presence in our lives. Our inheritance is what we all strive for. Father, as we sing praises today for Max's eyesight, for new jobs, for new growth, for new relationships, for restored relationships, we give you praise. For whether we know it or not, Lord, only you can see us through our troubling times and see us through to the other side. Father, today I lift up our community, our church, and the spirit that it represents here in Lake Worth. Father, I pray for the ministries and the missions that work, whose work is supported by our generous congregation. Father, I pray as well for our hurting world. Today we see on the news, wherever we turn, turmoil and strife in the world. Father, places too numerous to mention. We just pray your divine intervention. And that as we wait for our heavenly inheritance, we will continue to lift up our troubling world. So, Father, as we come together today to rejoice in our inheritance, but more than that, to rejoice in the Savior who went to the cross for us. So, Father, just bless us today. Let us continue to be a people of hope and courage and strength. The world needs that more than anything. So, Father, be with us in this time of worship, praise, and thanksgiving. Bolster our souls to carry on with the work you've given us. Now let us pray together.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty.
I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. As God proclaims His love for us, may our very lives be a thanksgiving offered to Him. Let us now give of ourselves through our offering. Would the ushers please come forward?
Thank you.
hard to teach an old dog new tricks. Our scripture today is coming from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Good old Paul is still preaching to the people of what to expect from our Savior. Please stand if you're able this morning for the reading of His Word. Hear these words from Ephesians. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless. In His sight and love, He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with His pleasure and will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And He made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In Him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will, in order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of His glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in Him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are in God's possession, to the praise of His glory. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, let us use these words this morning as a reminder of our heavenly inheritance. Father, we give You thanks and praise for these words this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, you may be seated for a little bit. I promise. You check the time. Okay, you've got a few minutes to sit, so that's good. This morning we're talking about inheritance. I won't ask you to raise your hand, but if you can receive a substantial inheritance from someone, God bless you. We don't ever expect to receive. We come from a huge family as well. None of us in my family have any hope of receiving a large inheritance. We have all just skimmed along. We've all lived well, but we have not amassed a huge fortune. To that I am sad. Would we all like to have more wealth?
Yes.
Because we'd be happier, right?
No.
Huh? Oh, so you mean if I got more money, I wouldn't be happy?
Pay my bills.
Amen.
You're right. So our earthly inheritance is not all it's cracked up to be, is it? Money is not going to make us happy. Money is not going to make our relationships better. I know as a pastor, I see a lot of divisiveness in families over inheritance. People that thought they loved and got along so well all their lives, that when someone dies that left a will, and brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and children would slice each other's throat for $10. Anyone seen any of that?
Yeah.
Golly. So when my parents, my dad has passed in January, my mother is still with us, thank God. She's in Missouri visiting. If you wonder where she's at, she's not passed away. But we have no hope in getting any inheritance from them. My brothers, we've often spoke of who's going to finish paying off their bills when they die. So we're not expecting this great inheritance. It's amazing what some people will do for an earthly inheritance, isn't it? We will turn on each other like a pack of wolves. But today we're taking a look at something that God the Father predestined for us. That scripture to me was a little involved, right? That Paul sure had a way with words. He seemed to use a lot more words than he really needed to. But the message is simple. The message is, we're guaranteed an inheritance. To that, I'm pretty happy with that, are you?
Amen.
I'm pretty happy with that inheritance. Where does that inheritance come from? Jesus hanging on a cross. Do you ever think of it in those terms? This morning we're looking at how we're blessed in the riches of this, our God. Of God the Father. Our God, our Father. He loved us enough to send Jesus here. Jesus went to a cross for us. And all God said through Jesus was, hear the word of truth. Do all the words we hear today spoken in our society, in our culture today, how many of the words do you think are spewed out there on the news, on Facebook, on Twitter, on all these things, are the truth? Not many, I agree. How do we know the truth? When big events in the world happen, I like to flip between news channels and get each news organization's take on what's happening. So where does the truth lie in that? They're all different. They're all telling different reasons why something happens in our world today. Where do we go to find truth? Where? So our moral compass comes from here, right? Our moral compass comes from the Word of God. In this scripture, we heard that all we need to do is hear the truth through the Word. In all those words, that's what Paul was saying. Our truth, our moral guidance comes from the Word of God. And then I throw out there, there's only one way to interpret this, right? No. Oh boy, now we're in trouble. Now we're in trouble. Why do we have so many religions today? Because we want to read this and say, well, I don't like that part. Let's skip over that. We won't use that one this week. That stays a little too close to home. But that's a good one there. Let's keep that. I can handle that. I'm not going to murder anyone today, so then we'll keep that in there. Next week when I want to murder someone, we may throw that one out for the week. But through the Holy Spirit, the Holy Word of God, we are getting a grasp of our inheritance. What does my inheritance deal with? And we're going to speak from a me perspective now. Keep from putting pressure on you all. My inheritance deals with my past sins. Anyone join me as a sinner this morning? We can all safely say we're all sinners.
Amen.
There's nothing that we can do that will help us with our sin, right? Holy Spirit standpoint here. Work with me. We're going to work through this process this morning. There's nothing I can do to make my sin better, is there? I have sinned. I have fallen short. Nothing can free me from the guilt associated with my past. That sounds hopeless. But what my inheritance allows me to do is to live an abundant life today. Amen?
Amen.
You can't do anything to change our past, right?
Right.
You can't do anything to change what happened in the last 5 minutes. But you can make a decision about what will happen in the next 5 minutes, can't you? That we have control over. Anyone seen the bumper sticker that says, I'm spending my children's inheritance?
Yes. My mother had one of those.
And she was very successful at it, though.
Yes, she was.
Yes. You know what's great about our inheritance in Christ is not only do we get to spend it in the future. This scripture we're talking about today deals primarily with our future. It does touch a little bit on past and present. But it's our future inheritance that Paul is talking about here. It makes no difference to our past. It makes all the difference in our present and in our future. Now in our present, do we concentrate on living in joy? We had a conversation during our prayer time this morning. Negativity in the world. Do you view our world as more negative or more positive? Everything we hear is negative, isn't it? Think about it. Why do we do that? We're people of hope. We're people that's going to inherit the kingdom of God. Why are we so negative? I hate negativity. I only like positivity. How do we deal with that? Across this story this week of a lady whose husband had died, and he had a $20,000 insurance policy. After everything was taken care of, his funeral expenses, paying for the reception afterwards, a $12,500 memorial stone. A woman asked her friend that, what happened to all your money? How did you spend $20,000? She said, well, I spent $12,500 on a memorial stone. Her friend asked, my goodness, how big was this stone? The widow said, 3 carats. She was spending her inheritance, wasn't she? She had to have a memorial stone for her husband. You know what's nice about that is that we do get to enjoy our spiritual inheritance today. Do you live in that joy? I deal with people on a regular basis, and most of them, when they're nearing the end of their life, is amazingly how joy-filled they become. Because they've taken all that earthly stuff off their plate. Why do we wait till the end to do that?
Selfish.
Should we live every day like it's our last day?
No.
That's enjoying our inheritance for today. Live each day like this could be our last day. Is there someone that you haven't told them that you love them this week? And you really do, but you just haven't had the time? Someone that you haven't spoken to for years, maybe. Are you okay if this is your last day, that you'll never speak to them, at least here? Things to think about. Our future includes, what is eternity? Is that a long time in the future? Is that forever? When the Bible speaks of eternity, how do we as humans put that into perspective? Endless time. It just goes on perpetually. Eternity is a tough thing for us to grasp. We spoke of that seal. You know the importance of a seal, right? Our inheritance is signed, sealed, and delivered. Paul tells us that this morning in the scripture. He uses the phrase, in Christ, in Him, 11 times. He's letting us know that we are sealed. When we receive the Holy Spirit into our life, does your life change? How many have been changed by the Holy Spirit? I think most of you raise your hand with that. Our inheritance is signed, sealed, delivered by the Holy Spirit through Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
That's the only way we're going to get there. When we receive the Holy Spirit into our life, that's our only hope. How do we receive the Holy Spirit? I already asked you that earlier. How do we receive the Holy Spirit? Through the Word, right? The truth. That's where we find it. We have to hear it. Two things must occur for us to receive the Holy Spirit. To hear it. Paul talks about it here. Paul's world was a lot like ours. Do you believe that? That's why he had to be so strong in his letters to these churches. There's all kinds of ideas that compromise the truth, isn't there? I mentioned it earlier. We are always compromising truth. Does truth sometimes offend some people? Are we offended by the truth? I must admit, I do it all the time. I don't want to offend people. I think it's safe to say you probably do the same thing. We want to be liked by everyone. We want everyone to like us. Most of the time. Paul lived in this same world. He talked about the absolute truth. Truth, Paul is using here, literally translates the word of the truth. The gospel of your salvation. The gospel or the good news. It's the very essence of truth. I don't have a lot of big answers for big problems, and I don't know what our world needs today. And do you think we need to get back to basics?
Yes.
Do you think we all ought to love one another? We hear that all the time. Jesus came back with two messages. Love God or anything else, any other God. And love your neighbor. I think at times we do better, and at times we fall back, don't we? Because of our sin. The second thing that must happen, the condition of us. Our condition must change. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we must change.
Amen.
Those of you that raised your hand earlier and says the Holy Spirit has changed you literally, do you literally live differently today in that moment?
Yes.
Yeah.
You live differently?
Yes.
As we should. We've got to be aware of our condition. Paul continues on in chapter 2 of Ephesians talking about that. We aren't perfect, are we? We're perfectly flawed. Most of us think we can take care of ourselves, right?
Yes.
No.
I can take care of myself. I don't need any help. I've had this conversation this week as well. Do we deny others of being a blessing if we deny them?
Yes.
How do people bless one another? By doing something for them, right? By praying for them, by helping them with something. If we deny them that right, we're denying them of a blessing.
That's right.
Amen.
Most of us are givers. We like to give. We don't like to receive. Well, if we don't let anyone give to us, we're denying them their blessing, aren't we?
That's right.
Think about it like that. You know, God, the truth about God's love is our sin is not, we cannot just excuse our sin. We cannot just excuse it. God wants the best for us. He was willing to let His Son come here and give Himself for us for sin. You know, we shouldn't be surprised today that there are many ideas about truth. The truth that Jesus spoke of is the same truth that fits us today. It works today.
Amen.
But we're a lot smarter. We're a lot more advanced than those people. We're a lot more savvy. We know the ways of the world, don't we?
Amen.
Why do we need it put to us that way? Much like in our society today, Paul lived the same way. It doesn't matter how we get to God. Just be spiritual. A lot of our religions today, isn't that their mantra? We're all God. We're God. You don't have to have God. You don't have to have Jesus. We have a force within us. Is that dangerous?
Yes.
That's our world today. Paul saw it. It doesn't matter what we do. There are many paths to God. You know, this is where we really never want to offend anyone today. And a lot of our churches today say, oh, you can get to God a lot of different ways. There's not just one path to God. That makes this irrelevant, doesn't it? We speak of this being the truth, this all of a sudden makes this irrelevant. If there's many ways to God, we might as well jump this.
Right.
What do we need this for?
Amen.
Why do we need this? How do we get to God?
Through the Word.
Through Jesus. Jesus Christ is our only way to get our inheritance.
Amen.
Amen about that?
Amen.
John 14:6 says, Jesus said to me, Jesus' own word, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, if they put that in the Bible, that's got to be pretty important, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's got to be pretty important. That's why Paul kept saying, in Christ. In the Holy Spirit. I believe in Jesus. We can hear the gospel. I read some of the gospel to you today. Unless Jesus is in your heart, it means nothing to you. James tells us that in the same way, faith by itself is not accompanied by action, it is dead. Now what does that mean? Does that mean we have to go out and do things? To win our way, we work our way into heaven? That's not what that means. How many of us read that and say, oh, we must have to do a lot of work to get into heaven? We do that work of the kingdom of God because we have Christ in us. That's sort of an oxymoron. Why do we want to do things for Christ? Unless you have Christ in your heart, most of the time we don't want to do things for others, do we? I've had that argument with so-called non-believers, people who said they didn't need God, they didn't need church. Oh, I'm just a good person anyway. At the end of my frustration, I said, you moron, that is God, you just don't know it yet. We have that in us. This morning we have heard the words of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Are you secure in your salvation this morning?
Yes.
I hope you can say yes. At the end of the service, when we're finished here, we're going to have a time for you to come forward as well and spend some time here at the altar. We're going to have an altar call this morning. We're going to give you a time to come and recommit yourself to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is real. It's our seal. You know, in Paul's day, important documents were sealed. This week when Carolyn was asking me what to put on the bulletin, she says, "Can I just look for a wax seal, you know, like they did back in the old days?" I said, "Actually, you probably can. The seal we have is not quite a wax seal, but I guess that's as close as she could find. And Jesus Christ is our seal. You know, business transaction, it's always finalized with a seal, isn't it? I'm a notary. When I put that stamp on there, it's done for good. That's how we seal things. The Holy Spirit seals us. There's nothing more we can do to earn our inheritance. Jesus has completed the transaction on the cross. For that, I am grateful this morning. I am grateful that Jesus has done the dirty work. I can continue messing up on my own and return to the cross and say, "Please forgive me." But each time, I hope it's less and less. Striving for perfection, as John Wesley said. Is there hope of perfection in this life? That's why we need an eternity to get perfection right, Benny. I never thought of it. That just came to me. Maybe that's why there's an eternity. It takes us an eternity to be perfected.
Yep.
We need a lot of work, folks. Our down payment has been made. Some of these words in the Greek translation were down payment, deposit, referred to as an engagement ring. A deposit is our engagement ring. We will be made the bride of Jesus someday. All of those have been purchased on our behalf. The best is yet to come. You believe that?
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of people within our own congregation that are struggling now financially, emotionally, with relationships. I hope each one of them live every day knowing that it's going to get better.
Amen.
Is it always going to get better on this side of eternity?
Not always.
You know, we're not guaranteed that, are we? So our getting better may be on the other side of eternity. We know that is what we're striving for.
Amen.
That's what Paul is talking about here. The best is yet to come. Holy Spirit is our guarantee. He signed, sealed, and delivered. I'm going to read from the message. And I'm going to invite you all who would like to come forward. Come to the altar. Hear these words out of the message. It's in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed in this message of your salvation, found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. Folks, you're home free.
Amen.
This signet from God is the first installment of what's coming, a reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us, praising and glorious life. It's coming, folks. If you feel God tugging your heart this morning, as you know, the altar here in this church is always open. You can't deny folks access to the altar and what it symbolizes, the foot of the cross. If you feel this morning that you need to come forward, time to rededicate yourself. It may be time to dedicate yourself for the first time. Many of you have already made that decision. You believe in Jesus. We've talked about it. We invite you to use this time to give thanks to God for sending the Holy Spirit into your life.
Amen.
That's what we're here to do today, to give thanks. But there's probably many of us here today that need to recommit ourselves. You can come forward to the altar. You can sit in your seat. I'm going to lead you in a prayer here in a minute. Now is the time to say, I do. The engagement ring's been bought, folks. It's been bought. Jesus came and bought the ring. It's signed, sealed, and delivered. So as I pray, if you would like to come forward, the altar is open. It's just in your heart. Repeat these words after me today. You don't have to say them out loud. Let's pray that the Holy Spirit would make us a part of His family. That we are a part of our family. I'll let you have time to come forward and we'll pray. Just repeat these words back to yourselves as we sit here this morning, willing and able to give ourselves the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I admit to you that I am a sinner and that I am helpless to do anything about my sin. I am sorry for my sin. And with your help, it is my desire to turn my life around. I thank you for your love that you demonstrated to me when Jesus died on the cross. He died for my sins. Father God, right now I am trusting in Jesus Christ alone. The only way to a relationship with you, Father God. Heavenly Father, I accept Him into my life as my forgiver and my master. We pray these things in Jesus' holy and precious name. And all God's people say, Amen. Amen. We've dedicated ourselves to truth this morning. We've given ourselves to the Holy Spirit. We have accepted our inheritance today. We have accepted the gift of Jesus Christ once again. Maybe for you it's the first time. Maybe like me it's the 100th time. Father, each day we get up and we give ourselves back to you. Father, today I dedicate everyone who has accepted you as their Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for all you do, all you have done, and all that we can be blessed and reassured of in the future. Jesus, we love you. We give you the praise and thanksgiving. We pray in your holy name. Blessed assurance. Blessed assurance. Please stand as you're able for our closing hymn. There it is, our blessed assurance. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Our inheritance is sealed, folks. It's there for the taking. Receive this benediction. Father God, we are so grateful for the seal that you have put upon us as your people. Father, let us go from this place and tell others of this good news in truth and in joy. Go in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.